Can you believe that it's been 1 year since we launched the Life Interconnected podcast? I'm truly grateful for you to be here and be on this journey with me. It makes it more enjoyable and meaningful knowing that the Life Interconnected message is resonating with so many of you. You know, we deeply believe that our mind, body, and spirit are interconnected, and it's just been a really fun journey learning alongside you, being in this with you. And I truly thank you for all the ways that you've encouraged me and engaged with the message and shared it with others. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of this community. For today's episode, we are going to be sharing some clips from the top 5 episodes that have really resonated that I believe will be another encouragement to you and really recapping the heart of what we're doing in our mission here at Life Interconnected. Are you in a season where you're longing for more, desiring inner peace, hoping for more authenticity in relationships? Perhaps you're feeling unsettled inside, like you know that God is calling you deeper, higher, and further than you've ever gone before. You are ready for change, and it's time for something to shift. But what is it? What's been missing? My name is Amber Todd. I am a Christian counselor, and I believe that you were never meant to live a disconnected, segmented life. You were created for connection, deep, authentic, healing connection. First, within yourself, because your mental, physical, and spiritual health is interconnected. This is why I love collaborating with doctors and like-minded holistic practitioners who honor God's design for our whole being to function and operate in harmony. Life Interconnected podcast is an intentional space you can come to every week to receive encouragement, hope, and a fresh perspective on your internal world so that you better understand your thoughts and emotions and how to live a connected life. Join this movement of mindful believers who desire to grow in our faith and cultivate a holistic approach to health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast today and share it with your friends. Welcome to Life Interconnected. So the first episode I want to highlight is actually from episode 1 called Created for Connection, and it really just captures the spirit and the heart of what the Life Interconnected mission is all about, really that God has created us as triune beings, and I know that this will really be an encouragement to you. Here's the first episode. By walking alongside so many people in broken and dark places, I learned how to hold sacred space and create safe space for others. I also learned one of my most valuable lessons, and this leads to my first point. God created you to be interconnected. God is triune in nature. He's 3-in-1, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are a child of God made in His image, which means that you also have a triune nature. A mind, body, and spirit. You have a mind, you live in a body, and you are spirit. I love the verse Romans 8:16 when it talks about how the Holy Spirit Himself testifies to our spirit that we are the sons and daughters of the living God. It's from our spirit that we hear from God. We inherently know that we have a creator, and we were created for connection. God created us to be interconnected. Your mind, body, and spirit are designed to flow and work together in harmony. I believe that's what ultimately creates peace. And as a counselor, that's really what people are looking for when they come see me. They want inner peace. And you cannot segment any part of your being to function optimally. My students couldn't concentrate in school because they were hungry. The victims I served couldn't find closure unless they wrestled with deeper questions. Trauma doesn't leave the body unless it's tended to and released. Therefore, we must understand that our mental, physical, and spiritual health is all connected. Now, how do we know this? Honestly, through the beautiful gift of emotions. And so many times we think of our emotions negatively. We can actually shame or scapegoat anger or fear or guilt. But emotions are not the problem. Emotions are messengers. Your emotions are the culmination of your thoughts, beliefs, and physical symptoms, all interacting. Everything in us is connected. It's interconnected, and it affects one another. This brings me to my second point. People get stuck because they're living disconnected, segmented lives. You know, Western medicine in its approach is extremely compartmentalized. And here's what I mean. If you're sick, you go to a doctor. They specifically look at that part of your body and give you some type of script or medication or plan, and then you move on. If you're struggling mentally, you typically go to a counselor who focuses on your thoughts and your emotions. If you're discouraged or you're doubting your faith, you might speak to a pastor or a priest or a mentor. These are all good and beautiful things, but rarely do we have spaces or professionals who understand how all these things interact and treat us as a whole person. When I went to a new family doctor during that postpartum season, I was feeling so ashamed, so desperate, so alone. And as soon as he walked in the room, I only said one sentence. He said, "How can I help you today?" And I said, "You know, I'm really overwhelmed and anxious right now." He quickly reached into his back pocket and pulled out a script. Now, I'm not anti-medication, and perhaps that is what I needed, but you know what? I felt so alone and misunderstood because he didn't really take time to listen. I wanted to share my whole story, my big journey of how I started struggling, and explain how my thoughts were racing with anxiety and that my body was tense and I was restless and I wasn't sleeping. And I was doubting why God even brought us to Fort Wayne. I wanted an interconnected approach to my healing, but unfortunately, most doctors aren't trained in how to do that. And this segmented approach to healing and wholeness, it ignores the intelligence of our Creator. Our Creator gave us a triune nature. So if we want true healing, deep healing, we have to incorporate every part of our being. This next episode that I want to share is episode 3 with my first guest, Dr. Avery Jackson, who is a dear friend of mine. He is a brilliant neurosurgeon and the author of The God Prescription. And in this episode, he really shares profound wisdom about how our mind and our brain, our spine, our limbic system interact, especially when it comes to our emotional experience. And his insight and wisdom, I know, will be another encouragement to you today. Here's that clip.
So your emotions can have a positive or negative impact. And I'll give you an example of both. So on the positive side, when you laugh and you give, you actually activate your pleasure centers. Mm. And when you, in your brain, and when you do that, then your hypothalamus, which is your relay system, this master relay system, will then dictate which neurochemicals and electric signals will go to the rest of your body. And you rejuvenate your cells, you rejuvenate your heart. You rejuvenate your mind when that happens, right? When you allow the Lord to be Lord in your life, then things just get easier. They just, the perception of life, it's just not as hard. And the opposite is true. When you are stressed, when you are fearful, when you are the one who is the boss of your life, you realize I'm a finite being. I don't know what's around the corner. And therefore, fear creeps in, phobias creep in, and then you go on to develop, increased cortisol release, which can lead to high blood pressure, which is a major, major, major issue beyond what we think. We've been told that it's all about your genes and it's about your diet. And even though your diet plays a role and so forth, I believe a lot of that is due to your emotional life and how you perceive events around you. So having said that, that can have a negative impact on your physical body, you know? And so when you filter those issues through God's word and his love, and especially through his body and those around you, it just changes how you perceive the world. And if I can give you one more of those illustration, and again, not knocking anybody, but this is a great illustration, and that is that if you look at people who have anorexia nervosa, because of the stress in their lives, the perception of how they see themselves, they literally see themselves as being obese, see themselves as being large in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And yet everyone around them who sees them says, "You are basically skin and bone." but they literally see or perceive through their emotional life because they're not looking through their eyes. If they look through their eyes, they can clearly see based on the mass of how much is in front of me in the mirror, I should be see myself as thin, but they literally don't see themselves that way. And I think that's an example of what happens in terms of how, when you see yourself through emotions, when those emotions aren't filtered through how God sees you.
And that's, so when we think about, as a neurosurgeon, you know, you see the whole system that carries our emotions. So can you share with us when we experience flooding of emotion, like what's happening from our brain down our spine, our limbic system? Tell us kind of anatomically what's going
on.
So
first of all, you take in through your five senses, touch, smell, taste, you know, your vision, your hearing, and touch. You take that information in, and then your frontal lobe will then say it's good, bad, or indifferent. And then from there, your limbic system, including your amygdala, will then say, hey, wait a minute, this is a big deal, right? And it'll become activated. And now when that happens, your hypothalamus will then activate your parasympathetic and sympathetic systems. So now your heart rate goes up, your blood pressure goes up, you go into fight or flight. And then you're in fight or flight, then that was coined by Walter Cannon during World War II, for instance. Then there's this rush of cortisol and epinephrine and norepinephrine in your body because of that signal from your brain, goes through your spine, your spinal cord, and now there's an electrical signal that goes to your hands and goes to your stomach and to your muscles. And so now you have more blood flow to your muscles so that there's more supply so you can either run or fight. And you literally become heavier when that happens. And again, it's triggered from what comes outside, how you perceive the world, and then what your brain tells your spine and tells every single cell in your body. And every single cell is signaled from your perception of what you're experiencing around you and outside of you. And so you can see that could either be really helpful or really, really negative.
This next snippet is from episode 5 with my dear friend, Dr. Molly Herman. We collaborate very often. We actually share a professional space together. Our offices are right next door. We're dear friends. And she just has so much wisdom. This is why I love bouncing ideas off of Molly and talking deeply. Not only do we both love Jesus, but we also both understand in the profound design of our Maker. You know, she always says that her heart and mission is to teach people about their Maker. And in episode 5, Dr. Herman dives into the power of the cell and the power of what we put in our bodies and how that really impacts our health and healing. So I know you'll enjoy this clip from Dr. Molly Herman.
But you mentioned what they eat, breathe, drink, and eat.
Think.
And that tells us the power of how every cell is impacted, not just by what we put in our bodies.
Right. But
tell us more about how you see the mind-body-spirit connection.
So there's a lot that goes into it. I think seeing it as a doctor is just a really interesting place to be because you can see how much, right? I can help give them tools to make certain foundational things stronger, right? But the mind is a whole other ballgame. I'm very gentle when I'm talking about those things that we can do and that, you know, maybe we're talking about mind, body, spirit, how much the mind and the spirit change our cells, right? Good and bad. The mind can turn genes on and off.
Wow.
Over 90% of our thoughts are unconscious, right? That's crazy. And so when I'm thinking about it and when I'm approaching it and I think just like the tools of sometimes it's a really... When I'm thinking about major effects and how it connects to like some heavy chronic illness or autoimmune disease or thyroid issues, I will be careful about how I connect that piece back. So sometimes like in an intake, we get to a certain point and they haven't revealed anything special other than you know, what they are what their symptomatology is, right? And I just get to a point where I've seen enough patterns where I'll go, hey, how was your childhood? Right? Mm-hmm. And they're just, so there is enough pattern of certain traumatic things that have happened that I will start to see certain types of disease. Mm-hmm. Right? That is something that was traumatic to the brain. That was something that changed their cells as an adult.
Wow.
Right? So that is sometimes hard to talk them through because, you know, that can make people angry towards their parents or angry towards whatever that event is because mm-hmm. they weren't in control of it. It wasn't their fault. There wasn't right. anything they could have done about it.
Yeah.
And so sometimes connecting that to their current state of health, mm-hmm. Sometimes a lifelong diagnosis, right?
Yeah.
Is hard and can be healing at the same time. The why behind, like, why did this happen to me? Sometimes it's those patients that are like, I eat everything right. I sleep okay. I exercise. Like, why do I have an autoimmune disease?
Hmm.
Right.
Right. Because, you know, this is what we even see in scripture. I talked in a previous episode about how, you know, we're seeing an epigenetic research mm-hmm. that we can carry the trauma of four generations past.
Right.
Or in scripture, we see that mm-hmm. there's this impact of the sin of four generations.
Mm-hmm.
And so although I can't control always what happened to me or my ancestors, once it's in me, in my system, in my body, in my mind, in my spirit, in my cells,
mm-hmm.
I am now responsible to heal it.
Correct.
And not just for myself, but now for my children and mm-hmm. their children and their children.
Right.
And that's the power of changing generational patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear you saying that I think through your professional lens, here you are sometimes awakening people to that fact.
Yeah.
But also desiring to empower them to mm-hmm. take one step at a time because it mm-hmm. can be overwhelming.
It can be overwhelming. And I think if you take the mindset of like, well, that wasn't even my fault. Like I didn't have any control over that. Why does it have affect my personal health as an adult moving forward? But what naturopathic medicine does is we go, here are these tools that you can now be in control of your health.
Mm.
It might suck, you know, that you have to do these things because of this past thing, right?
Yeah.
But it's also powerful that you can stand up stronger at the end of every day by using these tools and healing yourself and growing totally differently, right? You're, like you said, we're changing it for the next generation. So we're not just like shoving it down, pretending like it didn't happen and passing it on
right.
and not knowing why we feel the way that we feel.
Right.
And so I think that it can be emotional and powerful at the same time. And usually I would say connecting the dots is healing.
Right.
It's a hard thing, but there is an incredible amount of new research and information and even old research on this. Like this mm-hmm. concept of our life events and our thoughts affecting our health is not new. We've,
mm-hmm.
you know, in your last episode, you talked about The Body Keeps a Score. One of my favorite books is The Deepest Well by Dr. Nadine Burke-Harris. And I was talking to you about before this about like thyroid disease. How popular is thyroid disease? How popular is thyroid disease among women
mm-hmm.
only? Let's think about that for a second. Why is it more common in women?
Right.
So, you know, we have seen research that says women that have experienced some type of typically some type of sexual abuse or physical abuse are way more likely to develop thyroid disease, whether that's Hashimoto's thyroiditis, whether that's Graves' disease, whether that's your regular old hypothyroidism.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just break this down a little bit further so we can paint a picture of your whole body together, right? Because mm-hmm. conventionally, you have thyroid disease, go to the endocrinologist, get on some levothyroxine, call it a day, right? Mm-hmm. It's totally separate. My thyroid doesn't work. There's nothing else connected to it.
Right.
And I'm like, no, that's wrong. So let's break this down further. So your thyroid gland is this small butterfly-shaped gland that sits in your neck right by your vocal cords. Let's think about children or women who are, let's think about for ourselves. Let's think about a time for ourselves where we have been scared mm-hmm. or we felt the need to cry and we're trying not to. Where do you feel that?
Yeah.
You feel that in your throat, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You think about not having the ability to speak out mm-hmm. for that being dangerous for some people.
Yeah.
And having to suppress that down. That's all in your throat. And we're like, yeah, women just get thyroid disease. Women, right. Women haven't had a voice.
Yeah, historically, think about the generational impact of that.
Women have not had a voice. I mean, we're changing that now, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But if we're thinking about, oh, yeah, it's more common for women to have thyroid disease. Okay, but why?
Right. Well, how is it connected?
Right, because men have thyroids too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's no different than our female thyroid. Mm-hmm. Just connecting that big picture of where that gland is located, what it's sitting next to, and it having a direct impact, mm-hmm. right? You not being able to use your voice, you not being able to speak your mind.
Yeah, right.
And then that tension mm-hmm. in your throat changes this gland that controls all these hormones.
Right. Absolutely. And yeah. That's why it's so important to listen to the body, to listen mm-hmm. to the language of the body. Mm-hmm. And I feel like even for me, that example of, you know, taking the step to start this podcast, I felt like I had to work through some generational blocks of trauma that my family went through mm-hmm. in feeling like my grandmother didn't have a voice and that her voice was taken. And that has been a really deep work that God has been doing in me over the last several years to prepare me to even use my voice in this way. Mm-hmm. And I've had to do therapy around that. I've had to do physiological body work around yes. that to feel like I can actually get unstuck in using my voice in a free way mm-hmm. where I don't feel like I have to hold back or play small.
Right.
And it's not just an emotional thing. Mm-hmm. We're talking about DNA. We're talking about generational patterns. We're talking about physiological consequences of trauma.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And here you're saying it's all connected.
It is all connected.
Next, from episode 24 with Dr. Leah Gordon. She's also a dear friend of mine, a naturopathic doctor. She's brilliant when it comes to women's health and how God has designed the different facets of our function, especially around our cycles and rhythms as women. And one thing I love about Dr. Gordon is that she gives really simple illustrations to explain very complex and complicated topics. And I love this visual picture that she gives us about really understanding our hormones and what's happening in our body. And I believe that this will be a good encouragement and a reminder for you. Here's that clip.
How I see it is, imagine your existence here on the earth right now, like a company, like a corporation. Let's mm-hmm. call it We Live. If you've seen the movie We Work, that was a company, it was like a co-work space. So think of this company called We Live, okay? And your spirit is the boss. They're the big boss. And they're the boss of the company, but just like bosses of CEOs, they have a connection to this like upper knowing, this connection of like higher intelligence that maybe mm-hmm. as a worker, you would never understand. And that's like God and universe and source, right? So the spirit mm-hmm. is like an offshoot of this larger thing, mm-hmm. but they're the boss of your little company, We Live. Mm-hmm. And this company consists of hundreds, thousands of workers that are all independent. And think of those as your cells. Okay. Mm-hmm. So your cells in your body are these little workers that have independent little beings and functions and everything, just like people in a company. And they all work tirelessly. It is their sole mission to allow the company to thrive. And that mission of that company is to live out the purpose and the passions of the spirit, right? Mm-hmm. Of the boss who started this company. A symptom is your body's language. It is how your body gets the attention of your mind, the managers of the company, and your spirit, the boss. Mm-hmm. And just like in a company, imagine the workers are upset. There's something going on. You're eating a bunch of ice cream, little mind. You have chosen to eat ice cream every night. And we here in the uterus department find that to be very inflammatory. And a bunch of us down here are really struggling because you're choosing to eat ice cream every day. We have a lot of like stuff happening. You know, we've got fires going on in our department. We've got all sorts of stuff. And so we need to get your attention to get you to maybe start, you know, checking on the ice cream. So the attention we're going to give you is you're going to have a lot of pain when your period comes, because this inflammation that is happening in here is we're going to make it painful so that you pay attention to us, because the only way that our brain and our the managers can pay attention to an issue in a department of our body is a symptom. Okay. So if there's something that you notice, there is some reality of like very slight discomfort potentially that could come with your period. But if you have pain or it is to the point where you can't live your life, there's something wrong. If you don't have your period that comes on time every month, we are cyclical beings. This process should be happening cyclically with about the same time every month, with about the same symptoms every phase. If that is not happening, if you're having bleeding in between periods, if you're having irregular cycles, meaning one time your period comes after 30 days, the next time it's after 45 days, sometimes you've spent 3 months. If you're having severe acne or hair growth in places it shouldn't, like we shouldn't have hair on our chin as women. If that's happening, that's a symptom. The skin department is saying, hey, something's wrong. So I'm going to grow hair on your chin to get your attention. Or something's wrong, you're going to have cystic acne so that you start paying attention to me. So anything that is in your skin, in your hair, in your mind, if you're having brain fog or, you know, hair brittleness or hair loss or severe mood issues, if you're incredibly anxious, incredibly depressed, incredibly irritable, that's a symptom. There's something going on. And so what we say to that is, okay, body, I hear you. I hear what you're saying. My job as my brain, my manager's job is to now start to figure out what is causing that. What is the root cause of that in that department or in the whole company? Maybe it's a whole company thing, you know, eating ice cream affects the whole company because anything you eat affects every department. It might be the period department that is getting the most attention, but know that if inflammation is happening, a lot of departments are suffering.
And then finally, this last clip I want to share with you is really just my heart in this season and a lot of what God has been showing me and why I'm digging so deeply into somatic work, body work, IFS. It's because we know that our body holds our story, right? The body keeps the score. And so in this episode, episode 40, this is a little snippet when I share about bodily wisdom and what it means to really hear from the Holy Spirit through bodily wisdom and to really trust ourselves. Here's that clip. I think sometimes when we hang our hat on, okay, you know, cast off your flesh is bad, don't trust your emotions, you know, kind of this idea of like totally suppressing, denying, and cutting off a part of how God made us. Like God made us to be interconnected. He made our body and our mind and our spirit to all flow as one. And I think we're coming out of a season and a culture of the church where believers were so attaching everything that had to do with their bodies to this idea of the flesh and this idea of it's all sinful nature and don't trust any of it. We have to address that, because when that's the case, we are literally denying and cutting off a part of how God wired us. Okay, he didn't just drop our spirit in a shell or a blank box and just want our spirit to just operate and flow and respond to him. He knit us together in our mother's womb. He literally fashioned every single little part of your body. The body is so fascinating. The more that I collaborate with doctors, and obviously I work with naturopathic doctors, gosh, I'm just blown away. I mean, time after time that I have conversations where I'm like, wow, that's how that system works.
like even just the hormone system, as you know, when I did those episodes with Dr. Rhodes and Dr. Gordon about our hormones, gosh, it's so fascinating. The hormones are a great example, the whole limbic system, of a system that flows in and really acts upon all of the parts of our body, right? We're not just a shell with these separate compartmentalized systems. We are an interconnected being. And so when we talk about really being a vessel of the Holy Spirit, when we talk about spiritual wombs, we have to acknowledge bodily wisdom. And we have to be able to separate that from what we've just cast off in the past of our sinful nature. We need to repent and reconcile our relationship with our bodies. And ladies, I'm gonna talk to you specifically for a minute, especially if you struggle with low self-worth, with negative body image, negative self-image. If you are critical when you look in the mirror of your body, my heart is heavy for you right now, because I believe that that criticism and negativity towards the body is actually a judgment. And you know, in inner healing language, we call that a bitter root judgment. We call it an inner vow. And so if every time we look at ourselves in the mirror, we're trying to get dressed, we look in disgust, or we are looking at parts of our body thinking, ugh, like just total shame, we are actually cutting off and dislodging a part of our system that is meant to receive and hear from Holy Spirit. Let that sink in for a minute. If you have a complicated relationship with your body, it's time to repent. And what that means is looking at your body as an incredible miracle knit by the hand of God, and meant to house Holy Spirit and help you discern the voice of the Holy Spirit. If you hate your body and you're constantly criticizing your body, how do you expect the Holy Spirit to use the different parts of your body, which is your vessel, to speak to you? It's as if I come before an altar in a church and I've ripped up the fabric and I've said, oh, I don't like the color of that, or that gold is too bright, or look at that table, it's ugly. And then I say, God, meet me here. I mean, oh, it just like grieves my spirit thinking about that. I just want you to have that visual example of when you start to really work on your relationship with your body and you look at your body with love and compassion and acceptance, honestly, deep acceptance and gratitude. Wow, thank you so much for being here with me today. Thank you for celebrating with me. It would mean the world if you could just take 2 minutes to jump onto the review section of my podcast. It'll be under Apple Podcast or Spotify, and just leave a quick review. I'm just sharing any snippet about what you've learned from me or how I've impacted your life or any takeaways from the podcast. It just helps be able to share the message with other people. I would also love it if you could take a screenshot or tag me on Instagram at @lifeinterconnected and share with friends, share with your community about the things that you have learned on this journey. I am so excited about this next year and really what's in store, and continuing to just draw wisdom and learn from other practitioners and professionals who understand what the mind-body connection really holds, and also just sharing authentically from what the Holy Spirit's teaching me in my own healing journey. So thank you again for being here. If you're not on my email list, jump on lifeinterconnected.com/connect and put your name and email in there. I'm going to be sharing some inside updates and amazing learning opportunities in the coming months, and I would really love for you to be a part of that. So thanks for celebrating with me today, and I will see you next time. Thank you so much for sharing this space with me today. You are loved, valued, and important. If this episode impacted you, I invite you to share it with your community. I would love to hear your takeaways, so take a screenshot, type your aha moment, and tag me at @lifeinterconnected so that others can be encouraged too. Thank you for being a part of this mindful movement of believers. Let's live intentionally as God designed our lives to be interconnected. I will see you next week.